Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Kuf Chaf Aleph. We are back, and today has a lot of interesting inyanim. Some are well known, some are not as well known, but let us get into the daf. One of the two dafim in Shas about Tu B'Av, as we will get up to the six historical events that took place on Tu B'Av. Why is named that? That's coming up today. That's Tainus Laman Aleph and Baba Basra Kuf Chaf Aleph. Hope everybody had a wonderful Chanukah. And now we are back to a regular schedule. Bezus Hashem. Four lines from the bottom on Kuf Chaf Amid Beis. So yesterday the Gemara got into the discussion of what is the source. What is the source for the halacha that the Isser of Hasavas Nachla only applies in that generation? We went back, Zeh Hadavar, do you learn it from other places where it says Zeh, Lo Noeg El Abadar Zeh? And then we got into other contexts where it uses the Lashon of Zeh Hadavar. We talked about Shrut Echutz, we talked about Afaras Nadarim. What's for that generation, what would have been the Havamina for that generation, what needs Rashi Hamatos, okay, all different types in the last discussion that we're not going to have now, but as Hashem hopefully will have at another point, and that is Hektish Betos. Right, we had that back in Maseches Nazir. Hektish Tos, Machlokas, Beishamai, and Beis Hillel. Okay, but let's just start with the last part of that discussion, Ula Beishamai, four lines from the bottom. Ula Beis Shammai, the less Lahu Gzeirah Shava. According to Beis Shammai, who does not have the previous Gzeirah Shava of Zeh Hadavar, because he holds, Beis Shammai holds, that even if you're Makdish something by mistake, it stays Hektish. And we said earlier, the Rashbam said earlier on yesterday's daf, and if that's true, then Kol Shekein, if something was really Hektish, and now you're just trying to get rid of it, right, you're trying to be Okerit, then it wouldn't be totally retroactively disappearing. So, according to Beis Shammai, does not hold like Zeir Shava, Hafaras Adarim B'Shlosh Ed Yotos Bin Alahu, how do we know that Hafaras Adarim is done with three Hedyotos? You know, there's Hataras Habal, and Hafaras Nadarim. Hatara uproots it totally, and Hafara breaks it right now by a Chacham. How do you know that three Chachamim could break a Neder? Nafgaluhu mitatanya. They learned that from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Vaydaber Moshe Esmodei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk says in Emor, at the beginning of the Parshas HaMoadim, Perachav Gimel, that Moshe told Bnei Yisrael all about the Moadim. So we darshan. Two drushes. First one. First, the drushes are said, and then the Gemara explains them. What are the drushes? Rabbi Yossi Eglili Omer. Moadei Hashem ne'emru Shabbos Bereishis lo ne'emra. What does that mean? The Moadim were said to Bnei Yisrael. And what does that mean in that, if you look in Emor, that pasuk kind of appears twice. That pasuk says, these are the Moadim, and then it talks about Shabbos. And then it says again in the introductory pasuk, these are the Moadim, and then it talks about everything else. So Shabbos seems to be cordoned off somehow. So what does that mean? So Rabbi Yosef Luli says, the Moadim were said and not Shabbos Bereishis, which means what we call Shabbos. Shabbos Bereishis is what we call Shabbos. So what does that mean? Moadim were said and not that? We'll see. Ben Azai Omer, Moadei Hashem ne'emru, Hafaras Nedarim lo ne'emra. Moadim were said and not Hafaras Nedarim, which again, we'll get back to. That's why this is brought here, because we want to know what it means by Hafaras Nedarim. So that's the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi Bar Nasan Gomer Lo Lahamastisa Velo Yada Leila Frushe. He said this Braisa. He didn't know what it meant. What does it mean that you said that the Moadim was said and not Shabbos? The Moadim was said and not Hafaras Adarim. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Nasan said it, but he did not exactly know how to translate it. Also, Basved Rav Sheshes to Narada. He said, "Oh, I'm going to go to Rav Sheshes. I'm sure Rav Sheshes can know what it means." So he went to Narada. Velo Ashkechei, but he didn't find him there. So get a Melus. Also, Basred Lemechuza. So he went after him to Mechuza, right? Yagato Matsata Tamin, right? If we don't find it at first, then keep going and you'll find your Rebbe. So he went after him to Mechuza. Ashuchesi found him there. And he asked him, what does this Braisa mean? So Amar Lei, my Moadei Hashem Ne'emru, Shabbos Bereishis Lo Ne'emra. What does that mean? So the first line means, Amar Lei, Moadei Hashem Tzrichun Kiddush Bezdin, Shabbos Bereishis Eina Tzricha Kiddush Bezdin. Moadim need Kiddush Bezdin. Bezdin has to declare it Mekudash Mekudash. But Shabbos, as we know, is automatic. So automatic is Mekudash Ve'omed. As we say in Davening, based on the Gemara in Maseches Beitza, Mekadish HaShabbos, Hashem sanctifies Shabbos, but by Yantif, Mekadish Yisrael VaHazmanim. He sanctifies us, but we are the ones that are then Mekadish the Zmanim. Kosal Kedai Tachamina, why do you have to have a Limud to tell you this? These are the Moadim. Meaning these are the Moedim that you will sanctify, but I, Hashem, I'll sanctify the Shabbos. Right, so why? Because you would have had to have a mina otherwise. Salkadai dechamina. Hoel viksivi gabi moados. Tiboy kiddush bezin kemoados. An unbelievable havamina. You might say that since Shabbos is written next to Yontif in Parshas Emor, just like Yontif needs to be sanctified by the Beis Din, so too Shabbos needs to be sanctified by the Beis Din. And therefore what? And without it, and without Beis Din doing it, then what? That you wouldn't have Shabbos? What it sounds like. The Parshas of the Gemara. Just like you wouldn't have, you wouldn't know when Yontif is, you wouldn't know when Shabbos is. So maybe you'd have to figure out your own Shabbos, and what would be the din if you wouldn't sanctify? We'll see. Kamash Malan, Kamash Malan. That's why you have the Chiddush that Moadei Hashem know that it is automatic. Okay, period. Couple of points. First of all, the language of the Gemara is that Moadei Hashem need Kiddush Bezdin. The Moadim, is that true? The Moadim need Kiddush Bezdin? So there is one day right here in the Rashba and the Ritva that says, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that Beis Din did not just sanctify the months, but Beis Din sanctified the holidays. That's the pashas of this Gemara here. The Gemara says, Moadei Hashem, Srichan Kiddush Beis Din. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel in the Ritva, Rabbeinu Chananel Chasav, Moadei Hashem Srichan Kiddush Beis Din, Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Kiddushim, Shneemar Vaydaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem, Dibur Ze Kiddush HaMoados Himipi Moshe, Shma Mina, Shamoados Srichan Kiddush Beis Din L'Kovam, V'Lomar HaMoed Bayom Ze HaMekudosh. Akan L'Shono. That's Rabbeinu Chananel. It's directly, you gotta say, Pesach is gonna be this day, Shua is gonna be that day. Says the Ritva, Ve'enu Mischaver. On Rosh Chodesh itself, L'chora, that's when the Kiddush was. On Rosh Chodesh, they said the Moed will be dot dot dot. The Eid of Mischaver, the Ritva just says, I don't like it. Why doesn't he like it? Because that's against Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim say, don't take this so literally. That Moadei Hashem Srichan Kiddush Beis Din. What it really means is that the Chadashim, the months are sanctified, and Memela, once you know when the month is, so then you'll know when the Yontif is. That's what the Rashbam says on top. Rashbam atah, Moadei Hashem Srichan Kiddush, Shehayu Mekadshin Es HaChodesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah. They sanctify the month Al Pi HaRe'iyah, Umitoch Kach Miskadesh Moed Bizmano. And by sanctifying the months, so that's how they sanctify the Yontif. Shelefi Ibra HaShana V'Ibra HaChodeshim HaMoadim Misakvin. Based on the Ibra HaShana and Ibra HaChodesh. Right, Aval HaMoadim Atzman Lo Hayim Mekadshin Kiv HaChodeshim. But on the Moadim themselves, they were did not sanctify, but only the months. I mean, after all, what do we say in the bracha? Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, not Mekadesh Yisrael v'hamoadim. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, I'm sorry. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, it's an obstacle course a little bit. That is the Rashbam. Also, the Pasha, you read those Mishnais in Rosh Hashanah, right? Which months did the Shluchim go out on? They went out on 6 months, whatever, on Tishrei because of the Moadim, and on Kislev because of Chanukah, and on this month, and on that one, and on Av because of Tisha B'Av, right? So it sounds like they went out on the months, like the months themselves. That's what Rov Rishonim say. Good. There is a major Chiddush, I mentioned this one of you last night, in the Ritva. The Ritva in Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph. Come today for this Chiddush, amazing. Says the Ritva in Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph, the last Daf in Perek, in the, which Perek is this? Seventh Perek. In Kuf Alf. So, Ella Amarava Gzeira Havi. So, the Gemara there is talking about a time when there was a Gzeira, against Yom Kippur. Right? They didn't want people to keep Yom Kippur. So, whatever the context is there. So, the Ritva there says, talking about what was this Havaminas that you might have, that Yontifs need Kiddush Beis Din. What if Beis Din doesn't Mekadish it? So, what's the din? So, says the Ritva. Ela hadar of Yitzchak b'shas gzeira hayu shegozru shelo la'asos Yom HaKippurim. They made a gzeira 1 year not to do Yom Kippur. Velo asa ba'osa shana Yom HaKippurim be'asar. They didn't do it on the 10th. V'kavuha b'shabes v'afal pi she'eno ba'asar k'desh lo tishtakech toras Yom HaKippurim. They made Yom Kippur on the closest Shabbos that year. None of the enemies knew that we were really doing Yom Kippur. It was all hidden. While Yom Kippur is also Shana, Shalchu Mitam Sha'osa B'Malacha Patur M'Shem Yom Kippurim. And if you did Malacha on quote-unquote real Yom Kippur, so that you wouldn't be Chayef. V'Hikshu B'Tosvos. We don't have this Tosvos. But he quotes Tosvos. Heich Efshar She'Bitlu Yom Kippurim B'Shas HaGzeira. How could they have done this? We know Afilu B'Shas HaGzeira. So then, not only are the big three, B'Shas HaGzeira, even every little shoelace. Right? How you tie your shoes, it's usur. Yahari val yavar. So the Ritva answers, Venira li, de holokasha, de kiddish chadashim de bezdin aseihu. Being mekadish the chadashim is a mrs. asei, as we'll talk about soon. And you don't have to give your life for a mrs. asei. Only for los aseis. And then he adds, ve efshar, here's the line that is much discussed. We're going to discuss it, B'ezras Hashem, in a couple of months, a couple of years. Ve efshar, de hachi gazru. Lebezdin shelo likdashu. They made the gzeira that you can't do kiddush bezdin. Once that's true, if bezdin doesn't do kiddush bezdin, de ein kan yom kippurim. That's the Ritva's chiddush. The Ritva says if bezdin does not sanctify the month, then there is no moed. The moedim do not exist. If bezdin doesn't say when the month is going to be, then there is no yom kippur that year. So what do you mean they ate on Yom Kippur? Of course they can eat on Yom Kippur, because if you don't say when Tishrei is, there is no Yom Kippur. This is a huge chiddush, because the Achronim ask, the footnotes quote the Kli Chemda, 1 minute, don't we know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Bezdin has to sanctify the month, either on day, somebody, they see the moon on day 30, so then they make day 30 into day 1, and if not, the Gemara says, we thought, that it's automatic, that Bezdin Shalmalo will then automatically make day 31 into day 1. Because every month is either 29 days or 30 days. So what does the Ritva mean? If Bezdin Shalmalo doesn't do it, so then it'll never happen. What do we never happen? Isn't it automatic that Bezdin Shalmalo will So answers the Klei Chemda. Answers the Klei Chemda. He says no. The Bezdin, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, the Bezdin Shalmalo Mekanshin B'Yom Laman Aleph, Kiven De Yodim Vadai, De Hayom Yikavav Rosh Chodesh. Bezdin Shalmalo will do it because they know that Bezdin Shalmalo is going to do it the next day anyway. Because it's only one day or the next day. Mashma, says the Klei Chemda, De Zerach Bezman Shah Bezdin Shalmata Yecholim V'Rotzim Lekvoa Hayom Rosh Chodesh. Avo B'Makom She'in Bezdin Shalmata Kovim Oso. But if Bezdin Shalmalo is not going to do it, kagon bizman gzeira, as ein Bezdin Shalmalo makashin oso klal. Vizu kavanas das rabbeinu shememelo lochal klal yom kippurim. There wouldn't be a Yom Kippur if Bezdin has the ability to sanctify the month, and they don't. That is the Ritva Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph. Okay, that relates to our Gemara, where our Gemara says that Shabbos Brachos is not Mekudosh, and Moadei Hashem are Mekudosh. If Bezdin will not be Mekadoshit, so then it wouldn't work. Okay, let's get back to what. So what about today? Bezdin is not Mekadoshit. So what happens? How do we have Yontif today? So as we know, I'm sorry.
So we just said it's only when they can,
does Bezdin do it automatically. What about nowadays? We have Yom Tovim today. So that, as we know, is because we switched it. Bizman Azeh, we don't do Kiddush HaChodesh Alpi Re'iyah anymore. We do it Alpi Cheshbon. Based on the thousands of years ago when they made the calendar, when Hillel made one of the Hillels made the calendar. And we do it today Alpi Cheshbon, not Alpi Re'iyah. But there is a major machlokas, very famous machlokas. This is the Smicha controversy machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. I mentioned last week that I went to the kever of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. I mentioned that on Friday. So the other Smicha controversy has to do with all of the achronim that were alive at the time of the Beis Yosef, the Maharibe Rav. Right, there's a shul in Sfat that we also added last week, the Maharibe Rav shul, and the Mabit, all of the early achronim, got into the action about restoring the Sanhedrin for Smicha. Restoring the Sanhedrin for Smicha, so that's based on this Rambam Ramban. But the question is, that's dealt with, is who is allowed to be Mekadesh Chadashim? Which type of Bezdin? What type of Bezdin do you need to sanctify the months? Which type? So, Rambam Asei Kuf Nun Gimel. Says the Rambam, Shetzivanu Yisparach Lekadesh Chadashim Ulachashev Chadashim B'Shanim. So, Mitzvah Asei, as we just saw in the Ritva, Mitzvah Asei to set the calendar, to be able to sanctify the moon, and to set the months and the years. V'zuhi Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chadashim. This mitzvah is not like Shabbos. Each of us have a mitzvah to count Shabbos, like we say every day. Hayom yom rishon l'Shabbos. Hayom yom sheni l'Shabbos. We have a mitzvah to say, the Rabban says on Chumash, mitzvah to say to count Shabbos, each personally. But Kiddush counting months together, years, is not a mitzvah upon us. It's a mitzvah on Bezdin. Av a mitzvah zulo yeaseh osel la'olam, zulas Bezdin hagadol levad. The Rabban Pshita is, who can sanctify the months? Sanhedrin hagadol. Sanhedrin Gdola in the Lishkas HaGazis, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin HaGadol. U be'eretz Yisrael levad. And only in Eretz Yisrael. V'lachein batla ha-re'iyah etzleinu hayom. That's why we cannot do it al pi re'iyah anymore, because we do not have a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. Be'ezer Bezdin HaGadol k'moshe batla ha-kravas ha-karbanus. Just like karbanus. Be'ezer HaMikdash. Kiddush HaChodesh is a function, is also connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Ubaze yitu haminim hanikra'in bakan karotin. And the minim, the karites, make a mistake regarding this halacha. Vizu hu shorish gamkein shalo yodubo gamkein zulasenu mechlal harabanim ha'ochim yimahem ba'afila chashecha. Those who follow them and go in the darkness do not know this halacha. Then the Rambam adds, v'da shahacheshben hazeh shenimna oso hayit. That's the Rambam Shita. That the Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah is only Bezdin HaGadol. The Rabban argues on that. The Rabban says no. That you look at other Gemaras. It sounds like they were doing Kiddush HaChodesh even, you know, before the Churban HaBayis. The Sanhedrin already left 40 years before the Churban HaBayis. They stopped sitting in the Lashkas HaGazis. The Gemara tells us that there were so many murderers around, they didn't want to judge Dini Nefashis. It was too out of hand. They left. They went to other places before the Churban, but the Ramban brings many rayas that he thinks the Rambam is wrong. He says, Yesh b'kozeh shibushim gedolim, aval ha'inyan shehu shalem mikol dofiyu menufem mikol afruris, besugyas ha'talmud, everything that has been sifted, the idea that has been sifted and does not have any dirt on it, be'inyan hazeh huma she'omer shekiddush ha'chodesh v'ibur ha'shana, einam tzrichin bezen ha'gadol, ela shlosha v'heim mumchin. As the Mishnah says at the beginning of Sanhedrin, Ibur ha'chodesh b'shlosha, Ibur ha'shana b'shlosha. What does that mean? The Rambam is going to have to figure that one out. So, but that is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Once we are here, though, we have to do the continuation of the Rambam. The Rambam in Kuf Nun Gimel, that mitzvah, say, Vida, Shahachezhman Azesh Nimna Oso Hayom, Vineda Bo Rashe Chadashim Amodim. The Cheshman that we do today. Today, nowadays, how do we know that it's Rosh Chodesh? We look at the calendar. Right? We don't have to wait for Adim to come. So how do we know? How do we know last week was Rosh Chodesh? E Efshar La Asoso Ela Be'eretz Yisrael Levad. Even Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbin, the source of that is in Eretz Yisrael. Ella be'eis hatzorich u'beheder hachacham be'eretz Yisrael. But if there are no chachamim in Eretz Yisrael that could do it, as efshel lebezdin as samuch be'eretz Yisrael, that as long as you have a bezdin that was samuch in Eretz Yisrael, she'ya'aber hashanim v'yikva chadashim b'chutz la'aretz, then they could use that authority that they received in Eretz Yisrael from being smuchin there to then do it in chutz la'aretz. Like it says in the Gemara, that Rabbi Akiva did it in the end of Maseches Brachas. U'bazeh koshi gadol v'chazak, etc. Then it, the Rambam, that's the Rambam says. But then he adds, very important halacha. The ubakan shoresh gadol ma'on misharsheh ha'emuna. Rambam doesn't say that often. This is a shoresh gadol in emuna. Lo yadeihu v'lo yidbonein b'mkomo elamisha daito amuka. Only if you have a very depth of wisdom will you understand this. V'zeh sheheyotenu hayom b'chutzla aret. Says the Rambam, now today we sit in Fez, we sit in Egypt, we're living in Chutz La'aretz, monin mebaleches ha'iber shebiyadeinu ba'omrim sezeh hayom rosh chodesh v'zeh hayom tov lo mipnei cheshboneinu nikve'eyu yantif b'shum panim. The cheshbon that we have today is not because we in Chutz La'aretz are being koveya the rosh chodesh and the yantif. Says the Rambam, Ella mipnei shebezdin ha'godol shebe'eretz Yisrael kfar kavuhu zeh hayom rosh chodesh o yantif. It's because the Bezdin HaGadol did it thousands of years ago. And the population in Eretz Yisrael today stands in the place of Bezdin HaGadol. That's the Shita of the Rambam. All Rosh Chodesh, the entire calendar stems from Eretz Yisrael, says the Rambam. And it doesn't matter what type of sanctification we are doing. And says the Rambam, Ilu Efshar Derech Mashal, Chebnei Eret Yisrael, Ye'adru Me'eret Yisrael. If you would say, Chas V'Shalom, says the Rambam, Efshar Derech Mashal, that there would be no Jews in Eret Yisrael, I'm going to skip a line for a second on purpose. V'lo yiyah sham bezdin, v'lo yiyah b'chutza la'aretz bezdin shenisbach ba'aretz, hini cheshboneinu zeh lo yeilenu oz klum b'shum panim. L'fi she'en lana reshus she'nechashe b'chutza la'aretz v'na'aber ha'shanim v'nikvach chadashim ela b'tanayim ha'nizkarim kemo she'b'yarenu. Ki b'tzion teitzei Torah u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. He said this is clear, that if there were no Jews in Eretz Yisrael who took the place of the Sanhedrin HaGadol for previous generations, we would not have a calendar today. The calendar would not work. That is the sheet of the Rambam, and others argue on him. And then, how do you have, what's the definition of a samuch? That's the smicha controversy. Could you have smuchin even bisman hazeh, if you don't go back to Moshe Rabbeinu? But the line that I skipped is what the Rambam say, if there would be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so then we wouldn't have it any time. So let me read you the line. How he says, chas v'shalom. He says, if there would be no, ilu efter derach mashal, shebnei Eretz Yisrael, ye'adu me'eretz Yisrael, chalilo lakel ma'asos zos, ki hu iftiach shelo yimacha osa ha'uma mikol v'kol. He added a two-line chas v'shalom. The Imam Adam Smecha picks up on this line in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he says, the Rambam has Rambam's writing a Sefer Mitzvahs here. He gets emotionally involved. He hardly ever gets emotionally involved in writing his halacha and his list of mitzvahs. The Rambam says, if it would be true, there would be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Chas v'shalom should never happen. Hashem promised us it will never happen. Like, he has to say that because he's so emotionally involved. Though he writes two lines. Because the emotional reaction, chas v'shalom, that a Jew wouldn't be in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam says, only because there are Jews in Eretz Yisrael, do the entire world of Judaism have a calendar. That's the Rambam Kuf Nun Gimel, that relates to the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. One other point here, there's a lot to talk about here, Kiddush HaChodesh versus Shabbos. And that's a beautiful thought that Rav Shechter has from Rav Soloveitchik. So the Gemara says that you don't have to sanctify Shabbos. You don't have to sanctify Shabbos. But there is interesting lumdis. What exactly is the purpose of Kiddush Friday night? Right, there's a mitzvah that says Zachos Yom Shabbos Akasho. So what's the mitzvah of Kiddush if we know that you don't need Kiddush? You don't need Kiddush. It's Bekudush V'Omed. Even if I don't make Kiddush, I can be screaming all day. Or this past Friday, it was probably a very busy Shabbos, Friday afternoon for most Jews. Shabbos Chanukah, very short Friday. They would have liked to have an extra hour or so. Though it's not Shabbos yet, but doesn't matter. It's automatic. So, excuse me, what's the purpose of my Kiddush? So, in the Ginas Ego, Simon Dalid, Rav Shetha quotes some from the Rav. I'm not sure what exactly is from the Rav, but what is from his own Chidushim. Where he says, relates to another machlokas, Kiddush is daraisa according to everybody. What about Avdallah? The Rambam quotes Avdallah is also daraisa. The Ramban holds us to Rabbanan. The Ramban quoted by the Magen Mishnah holds us to Rabbanan. What's the machlokas about? What's the machlokas about? What's the purpose of Kiddush and Avdallah? So he says, according to the Rambam, that Kiddush and Avdallah are both daraisa. Maybe they both are part of one coin. We cordon off Shabbos separate from the rest of the week. It's a special day. And when you cordon something off, you surround it from both sides. That's Kiddush and Avdallah, right? It's one unit. But Kiddush would make a big deal for not everybody's there. Avdallah also has to make a big deal. It's part of the Mrs. Daraisa, according to the Rambam. Kiddush and Avdallah. What about the Magen Mishnah? The Magen Mishnah says only Kiddush is Daraisa, according to the Ramban. But Kavdallah is only Darabanan. So what's the purpose of Kiddush? That is not to cordon it off, because you don't cordon it off on the other side. So says Rav Shechter, maybe it's to add a personal element of sanctification. Where else do we have such a thing? The Gemara in Adarim Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara there quotes Shmuel. Shmuel says, even though if I have a firstborn animal to a kosher animal, that animal is a bechor, it's a karban. It's a bechor automatically. The Gemara says, mitzvah lahakdisho. It's a mitzvah to sanctify it. Af shekedushas agamkin tachul bidei adam. Man should also have a part in being makdashit. Right? And the mitzvah is not just lemitzvahs amira ba'alma, but it's a maisa hakdasha. You are imbuing it with a personal kedusha, even though it's kaddish even without you. But there's still a mitzvah for you to connect to it and you to be makdashit. So maybe that's what he says, maybe that's what it means, mitzvah lahakdisho by Shabbos as well. Just like Bechor so to Shabbos, even though it's automatic, it's a mitzvah to add your own element. And then he adds, maybe the Rambam agrees to this too. He just says it's an added element of Kiddush. or add element according to Noach, like, and that's why Havdalah would be included. Okay, there's a lot more to related to this, but that's Ginas Ego Simedalad. Feel free to look up more. Okay, let us now continue. Says the Gemara. So that was the first line of the Brisa. The first line of the Brisa said, Moadei Hashem were said, meaning you have to sanctify it and not Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. What about the second line? My, he asked Rav Sheshes, my Moadei Hashem namra afaras adarm lo namra. So the answer is, Moadei Hashem tzrichin mumchin, hafaras adarim eina tzricha mumchin. Moadei Hashem need mumchin. It relates to the machlokes that I just said. What does a mumchin mean? So the Rambam would say it has to do with the Sanhedrin Agadol. So Moadei Hashem need mumchin, hafaras adarim doesn't need mumchin. Any three chachamim can be mefer nedarim. Why would I have thought otherwise? Why would I have thought? Right? Usually, the first Mishnah Sanhedrin lists all the how many dayanim you need for different cases, and whenever you need mumchin, there's a source in the Torah. So why would you have thought there's a source? Why would you have thought that a havaras nedarim needs mumchin? So the Ritva says because it's a very stringent context. V'yesh lomar dechomer in yonayu. Number one, Svara, and number two, the Pasuk. V'om yishun d'chsiv b'hu Rashi Amatos. Havamina b'y shloshim musmuchin, or shloshim b'kiyin miyos. So you would have thought, based either on Svara or based on the text, that you would have needed mumchin by Hafar Sadar.
Why is it called
a Hafar not Hatar? But that's Hatar Sadar by a father. Right, by a husband.
It's Hafar,
but Hafar Sadar and Hatar Sadar. They're used interchangeably in the Gemara, but even though one is by a Baal and one is by a Rav. Baha, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Baha Rashi Amatos Ksiv? But doesn't it say Rashi Amatos? That's the Havamina. Why you would have thought you need Mumchin? Amar Chisar, Rabbi Yochanan B'Yochin Mumchin. No, Rashi Amatos is just that even one could do it if you are a Yochid Mumchin. Period. Okay, here we go. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah in Meseches Tainus. Last Mishnah in Tainus. Tanan Hasam. Amar Rav Shibagam Liel, Ohi Yom Tovim LiYisrael, Ki Chamisha Asar Ba'av Yom HaKippurim. There were no greater holidays for the Jewish people than Tu Ba'av, the 15th day of Av, and Yom Kippur. So, L'mayin Afkamina nowadays, we don't say Tachron. Wonderful. That's about it. Right, for Tu Ba'av. Right, but they're Tu Ba'av, and there are a lot of weddings that day. And Yom HaKippurim. And Yom Kippur, says the Ritva, what about Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Doesn't the Mishnah Sukkah say, Mishal Arah Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Arah Simcha B'Yamav? So the Ritva says, that's only in the Beis HaMikdash for the Kohanim and the Levium, but it's not the same Simcha for the entire Jewish people. These are for the entire Jewish people, even Yom Kippur. It's for the entire Jewish people, says the Ritva. So, why? Why these all had such happy days? Shebahen, on these days, B'dos Yerushalayim, Yos Os B'Kli Lavan, Sheulin, the B'dos Yerushalayim used to go out wearing nice white borrowed clothing. Right, they made everybody feel good on this day. They wore borrowed clothing, so everybody had clothing to wear, and nobody had more fancy clothing than someone else. So why were these such beautiful days? So Bishlam Yom Kippurim Yom Kippur. I realized why it was such a special day. Yom Slichu Mechila Yom Shenitnebo Luchos Achronos. It's the day that forgiveness was had by Klal Yisrael. The day of the Luchos Achronos were given. The Rashbam does the math. If you remember, Shavuos, Vav Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu gets Maimon Har Sinai, and he goes up on Zion Sivan to get Luchos Rishonos. He comes down on Shavuos Batamos 40 days later and breaks the Luchos because he sees the Bnei Yisrael dancing around the Egel. On the 18th day of Tammuz, he goes back up for a second set of 40 days, and he comes down on the last day of Chodesh Av. 40 days later, and he says, I got kapara for you. The next day on Rosh Chodesh Elul, he goes back up for the third time for 40 days, and he comes down 40 days later on Yom Kippur with the second Luchos. Here it is. Yom Kippur is the day of Slicha Mechila. It's the day that we got the second Luchos. It's the day of Slicha Mechila. Are these two things or one thing? There's no Vav. Yom Slicha Mechila, Yom Shenenu Balochos Achronos. Is there a connection between the two? Says the Beis HaLevi, amazing. We don't have time to do this whole drasha, but if you never saw it before, you got to look at the Beis HaLevi Drosh Yud Zayin. The drasha, the end of his drashas, is printed with the tshuvas and it's printed in the Beis HaLevi Al HaTorah. Says the Beis HaLevi, Bnei Yisrael, by second Luchos, quotes rise to this, by the second Luchos, Bnei Yisrael became permanently connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are two types of hektish, we've said in the past. There's Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf. I could give my backyard to the Beis HaMikdash. That's Kedushas Damim. But Israel doesn't want, the Beis HaMikdash does not want my backyard. They'll sell my backyard and take the money. So that's Kedushas Damim. It has the Kedusha of value. It's not inherently kadosh. Mashaikin, if I'm makdash an animal, if I'm makdash a spoon to the base of Mikdash, that kadosh is a guf. It's permanently kadosh. The halacha is, one of the differences between these two is by the isser of me'ila. If somebody violates and tries to take the kedusha away from these items, does the kedusha leave? By kedushas aguf, no, it doesn't. It's forever kadosh. By kedushas damim, it leaves meila. Once if somebody violates, it's not kadosh anymore. Says the Beis Halevi, develops it based on midrashim. Bnei Yisrael, when we received the second luchos, we became kedushas aguf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. That we became psal l'chash ne'luchas avanim. We became the ksav. We became kedushas haguf. And that's why, even if we violate things, we're still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we're kedushas haguf. We can never leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're like kedushas haguf. And that's why, even if a Jew sins and becomes a mumar, let's say a Jew goes totally off the derech, and then he comes back, he doesn't need to go to the mikvah to be tovel. Maker adin. Well, it's a minna, according to Shulchan Aruch. But why? Because Avav Yishachati Yisrael Hu. Chati Yisrael, why? He's still a Jew. Because Kedushas HaGuf, it can never leave. So that's the fact that we got Lucha Shnios, is gives us the ability to always do tshuva and have Slichu Mechila. So it's really the same thing. Yom Shenitnu Balochos Achronos, that led the way, and that's the reason for Yom Shenitnu, Yom She Slicha U Mechila. So that's the base Halevi. Okay, that was, in a nutshell, an 8-page drasha, but feel free to look at it. So that's why Yom Kippur, we understand it's a great day. El HaChamisha Zabav Maihi. What about Tu B'Av? What's so special about it? And the Rashbam says, the following six opinions all agree with each other. They're just saying, each of them got this from their Rebbe. Number one, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavu Zeh Bazeh. It's the day that the Shvatim were allowed to intermarry. Says the Tosfos Rid, that there was a Mesora. There was a Mesorah, as we said the past couple of days, that the first generation, when Bnei Yisrael got their portions, they weren't allowed to intermarry, because then all the Nachos would be messed up. If all the women would marry out, then all the Nachos would be messed up. So they had a Mesorah that would only last for one generation, but it wasn't publicized. Because if it was publicized, people wouldn't even keep it the first generation, says the Tosfos Rid. So it became public unto Ba'av, that it was over, and therefore everybody was happy. Says the Marsha, one minute, why were the men happy? The men would have wanted to marry and get nachla from other shvatim. So you're right, it's the women. So the marshal, it was the women that were happy because now the women could marry whoever they want without worrying about anything. That's who it was. My drosh, where do you know this from? Zeh hadavar, davar zeh lo yehei noeg elabador zeh. Right, only this generation, this would be known. That's number one. Number two, Rabbi Rachana Amar, Rabbi Yochanan. Yom Shehut Hashem Ben Yamin Lava Bakal. It's the day that Ben Yamin was allowed to marry back in. So we know the story in the end of Sefer Shoftim. Terrible, tragic story. Pilegish Begiva. And Klal Yisrael killed out a lot of Ben Yamin. We had this a couple days ago also. And they said nobody's allowed to marry Ben Yamin, but there are only a couple hundred men left. So they uprooted their Xera. They said, you know what? We don't want a Sheva to be decimated. So therefore, Ben Yamin was allowed to marry in. Again, it happened on Tu B'Av. V'ish Yisrael Nishba Mezpa Leimor. Ish Mi Menu. Men from us, lo yitin bitolu bin yamin liisha, maidrosh bimenu, velo mibanenu. Number two. Number three, Rav Dimi bar Yosef Amar Rav Nachman, yom shekalu bo meisei midbar. It's the day that the people in the midbar stopped dying. The Dar Midbar we know was Nigzai, they weren't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's the day they stopped dying. The Amar Mar, how do we know? Ach lo kalu meisei midbar. Before the meisei midbar, before everybody who was supposed to die died, lo haya dibra Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu did not speak to Hashem. Hashem didn't speak to Hashem Moshe the entire time. What does that mean? He didn't speak? So the Rashbam has two opinions. Either he didn't speak to him peh el peh. He spoke to him when he needed to, derech remez, derech malach, wasn't directly. Or number two, maybe he only spoke to him when he needed to, like by Korach. But he didn't speak to him in the normal way. And it says, when the people stopped dying, and then it says, meaning the dibur stopped during those years when the Mesi Midbar were dying. The Rashbam, bottom of the previous page. Rashbam quotes the famous Medrash Eicha, that every Erev Tisha B'Av in the Midbar, Bnei Yisrael used to go and dig their own graves. They dug their own graves and they went to sleep in their graves. Unbelievable imagery. And said in the morning, Moshe Rabbeinu got up and says, Yibadlu Achayim and Amesim, the bottom Rashbam on Kuf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, and the Chayim got up and the Mesim did not, and that was it. the year, the 40th year, right before they went into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu did that, and everybody got up. They're like, maybe they miscalculated. So they did it on the 10th, and they did it on the 11th. They did it all the way until Tu B'Av, because by Tu B'Av, the moon starts getting smaller. So they realized they didn't miscalculate, they realized it's a great simcha, and therefore they made it a happy day. That is the Pshat of the Rashbam. Asks Rabbeinu Tam, as you see, about 10 questions on the Rashbam. First and foremost, what? It's so happy? They all died. Why is it so happy? It's like the similar question to like, why are we so happy on Lag BaOmer? There were no Talmidim left Rabbi Akiva. What are we so happy about? They all died. Right? So what are we so happy about? Says the Rabbeinu Tam. And other questions, including, didn't they know the Gzera was from age 20? So everybody who was 20, couldn't they look around and see there was nobody left? So would they have to go into sleep in the graves that night? Right, so what do you mean? He has a number of questions. So Venir Rabbeinu Tam answers, if you look in the fifth wide line in Tosas, Venir Rabbeinu Tam gives a different shot, less famous. Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what? They had a portion, they had like 15,000 Jews, whatever it was, every year they were supposed to die, and the last year they went in, and the ones that were supposed to die didn't die. That's what happened. That's what happened. Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on the last 15,000 or so. And they said, they did, and that's why they were so happy. Because they were saved. They were saved. They didn't realize. That's what the Ela B'Shana Achrona, Bitel Ben Akzera, V'Nishru Bahan, Tav Vav Elef. Aye, what about the pasuk that says only Yeshua and Kalevo left? Only Yeshua and Kalevo left from the ones that were supposed to die, but this was a separate group. Hashem had Rachmanis on them, and that's why they were so happy. Right? That's why they were so happy. Right? So that's the machlokas between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam on what happened. On what happened. Machlokas and Metzias. What happened, and if you want to look more about how to answer some of the questions of Rabbeinu Tam on the Rashbam, they were brothers. Fasting machlokas between brothers. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam were brothers. So to answer some of the questions, you look at the Brisker Rav, the Griz, Ala Torah, Parsha Shlach. He talks about this machlokas. Okay, Weiter. Number four, fourth line on the next Amud. Number four, Ula Amar. Fourth reason why Tu B'Av is such a happy day. Yom Shebitil Bo Hoshea Ben Elah Pardesaos. It's the day that Hoshea got rid of the orchards. Shehoshev Yeravam al Adrachim, that Yeravam Menavat, the first Melech Yisrael in Israel, outside of Yehuda, that Yeravam put Shlo Yali Yisrael Oregel, that Bnei Yisrael would not be Oregel. He tried to get them not to be Oregel. We mentioned Yeravam was one of the Yechidei Skula who got onto the list of Elam Chelek Olam Haba. Right, and we mentioned the amazing story, Musar Haskell, good story in Sanhedrin, when Hashem and David and Yeravam were all walking in Gane, and Hashem says to Yeravam, you know, come, let's take a walk in Gan Eden, and Yeravam says, okay, who's going? He says, me, you, and David HaMelech. So he says, who's going first? So he says, David, Ben Yishai Rishon. Yeravam says, I'm not going. That's the ego that he had. That's Yeravam. Yeravam that he tried to get people not to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why they got rid of these pardesos, and therefore, or prusdos, other things. Were they idols? Were they guards? Or Rashi says they were guards. Either way, they were something that got people not to go to Elul Regel. Number five, Rav Masna Amar, Yom Sheninu Haruge Beita L'Kvura. It's the day that the Haruge Beita were able to be buried. Again, the tremendous tragedy, Beita in the time of Bar Kokhba, the last stronghold, many thousands of Jews were massacred, and the Mefarshim explained, that Tzlach talks about this in Brachas, that this was, oh, there were many tragedies. There were many tragedies throughout history. Why Dafka Haruge Beitar? And why do we know that there's a special Bracha in Benching, the fourth Bracha in Benching, Dabar Avasa Osma Yom Shinidu Haruge Beitar L'Kfura Tiklu B'Yavna Atova Beitiv, Atov Shlo Esrichu V'Acha Ameitiv Shinidu L'Kfura, they didn't, the nace occurred that they didn't putrefy, and they were given L'Kfura. What was so special? Because remember, Bnei Yisrael had just had the Churban Abayis a number of years ago, and now they were massacred, and now they were depressed, and now they thought maybe Mashiach was coming, it was going to be a short Golos, and forget it, they were gone, they were totally broken. And the question is, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally forget them? We have nothing left. So this nace symbolized to them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, even though Beitar was wiped out, even though everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves you. And that's why, Dafka, this nace, look at this amazing nace, the bodies, the Medrash says, quoting the Rishonim here, the bodies were used to as a fence around a vineyard. That's why by benching, because by benching, when we pick up a cup of wine, we remember the nace, right? So by of the kerem. So we remember this amazing nace, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this nace to show us that he's still with us in galus, and this is the nace that we're supposed to think about. As we're still in this same galus Edom, this is the nace that took place. The Rikva here quotes that medrash about the that it's being used as a fence. Okay, there's more on Hatova Meitiv. You can look in the Tzlach. Brachas Memchas Mebeis. Beautiful Tzlach, but we're going to go to number 6. Rabbi Rav Yosef Amr Shavayu. We can have a whole shiur on number 6. Yom Sheposkin Bo Milichos Eitzel Lema'aracha. It's a day that they stopped cutting the wood for the Ma'aracha. From here, Tu B'Av is the middle of the summer. Right after Tu B'Av, it wasn't as hot, it starts going into fall, and because it wasn't as hot, the wood being used for the Beis HaMikdash wasn't as dry, so it got wormy, so they stopped using wood. All the wood that they were going to use for the year, right, until the next summer, was finished and chopped by Tu B'Av. And once they did that, they made a big party. Tanya Blazer Agad Olmer, Kivit Shigia Chamisha Asa Ba'av, once the 15th came, Tashas Kocha Shachama, the sun got weaker, Velohayu Karzim Eitzel Ma'aracha, they wouldn't cut for wood anymore, Amr of Menashe, Vikarule Yom Tavar Magal, and they called it the day of breaking the axe, because they broke the axe, right, because they didn't chop wood anymore. Let's just finish one more line, Mikan Ve'elach, to Moshev Yosef, after this, because they're not chopping wood anymore, so whoever adds on time for learning, Yosef, it's wonderful. He will have Arichas Yamim. She'ena Mosef, if you don't add on time, Yosef, he will be gathered unto his people. Ma Yosef, Tani Rav Yosef, Tikra Ime, his mother will bury him, meaning Bittul Torah, when it's available, the time is available, will cause Kitzur Yamim. There is a somewhat of a well-known machlokas, which we're going to make well-known right now, between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom, right here. This is one of two Gemaras in Shas that is the source for making a siyum. This is it, right here. This is one of two Gemaras in Shas. The Rashbam here says, why did they make a party? Why is it Tu B'Av? Why is it such a special day? When they finish cutting the wood? Because when they finish such a great mitzvah, you make a party. Says the Rashbam, the last few lines of that big Rashbam, Va'oso yom shepasku hayu smechin, lefi sheba'oso yom hayu mashlimin mitzvah gedola kazos. You finish doing a big mitzvah, you make a party. That's one of the sources. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, no, you know why they were happy? Because now they had more time to learn. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, says it has nothing to do with siyum. L'chora. On top, l'fi shah, shah yo oskim l'chora zeitzel l'amracha, v'yum esbat l'mitam ha-Torah, aval osa yo pasku v'asu'u yantif, shemikan ve'eloch hayu oskin b'Torah. Right, this is one of the sources of making a siyum. Again, there's a lot to talk about siyumim. The other Gemara is Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, where it says Abaye made a siyum for the Rabbana when he finished a Masechta. Child, what does it mean, the Masechta? Abaye was in the Gemara. He didn't finish a Masechta in Gemara. He was the Gemara. What are you allowed to make a siyum on? So we know a Seder of Mishnayos. We know a Masechta of Gemara. So what did he make a siyum? He made on all the discussions of the Gemara. It's unclear exactly what Abaye made a siyum on. But all the poskim talk about, what about other items? What about Chumash? Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Where? Rav Moshe in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. There was a group in shul that learned for a long time one sefer of Chumash. They learn it for months. They learn a sefer bracious. So Moshe says you can make a siyum. Any lengthy limud, which is learned seriously, you can make a siyum on. That's Rav Moshe. Others, Rav Scheinberg is quoted as not. He said, what about Shulchan Aruch? What if you learn Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch? Can you make a siyum on that? So Rav Scheinberg says no, because that is not considered an entity, a complete unit. It doesn't have the same status. But again, that is Rav Moshe. Maybe it's Rav Moshe L'shitaso. So it's an amazing story. Those of you who were at the last Siyum HaShas, Rabbi Frand quoted this story at the last Siyum HaShas. It's quoted, but I have it here if you want to look it up. Where is it? I have a sefer here. Sefer Yamatava L'Rabbanan. It's all sefer in Hilchas Siyum. Right, whole sefer. So in there, on page Lamed Beis, he quotes the story from Rav Moshe. There, Rav Moshe one time had a Talmud in Yeshiva who was a Baal Tshuva, and the Baal Tshuva went home. And after he went home, his father was a boxer. His father started seeing what his son was learning. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Finally, he says, "Teach me, teach me." So he finally started teaching him Gemara. 3 years he taught him one blot. 3 years he taught him one blot. After he finishes the blot, the father tells the son, "Nu, let's make a siyum. I know you make parties whenever you finish. So I finished my first page. Let's make a siyum." So the son's like, "You don't make a siyum on a page." He's like, "I want to make a siyum. You know, I made it. I spent 3 years learning it." So the son went to ask Rav Moshe, "You know, could you come through a siyum?" So Rav Moshe says, "Tell your father he can make a siyum. It's a Zudas Mitzvah, and I'm coming. And I'm going to speak at the siyum." So he goes, so he makes the siyum, and with his father, and Rav Moshe's there. Rav Moshe speaks, and fine, wonderful, everybody goes home. That night the father died. That night the father died. And Rav Moshe came to Levaya, and Rav Moshe said, "Yesh kona b'al Moshe achas." He had a tachlis, he learned his, he made his siyum. He made a siyum. He says, anything. L'mei d'manu b'maysa zed, d'melimun mitoch amo v'yegiyah. Afim lo siyem mesechta. Yishmachem l'sudas mitzvah shemesayim chalak michalki ha-Torah. V'yalkei nomar, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mona dafim. Ela sha'os. V'haynu amo v'yegiyah. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a story. Page Lamed Beis in Sefer Yom HaTavah L'Rabbanan. Okay, we have a whole... What about women? Could a woman make a siyum? Rav Warman, Sheiris Yosef, has a... West Hempstead, right? He has a tshuva on in Chelik Beis and Jeris Yosef. Could women make a siyum? He says, yeah, it's wonderful. He says women, all the learning that they do, want to make a siyum on something, learn all of Torah, all of Tanakh. You know, that's a unit. So definitely a siyum is 100% fine. Again, a lot more to discuss about siyumim, but we will continue. One other amazing question there, Rav Elchanan asked on our Gemara. So what happened? The sun stopped on Tu B'Av. 1 second. Isn't Tu B'Av the lunar calendar, the Hebrew months, and the sun always works, the sun is the solar calendar? What, it always stopped getting so hot on Tu B'Av? So one of the Rishonim said, yeah, it was an ace. It was an ace on Tu B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the solar calendar hostage to the lunar calendar. Right? And therefore, like the Gemara says elsewhere, sometimes nature changes based on halacha. Right, we know the Yerushalmi quoted in Hilchas Nida. The Yerushalmi said, we know that if a woman, something happens to her psulim before age 3, so the Chazal say it grows back. What happens if the woman's girl's 3 years old, and then Bezet is Ma'abar the Shana? So you add on a month, so she's no longer 3 anymore. In the Chinami, the Shach quotes that Yerushalmi in Hilchas Sanhedrin, right, the question is based on the concept of Veset HaKodesh. Right, a woman has to be worried that she's gonna see the same time the next month. What do you mean the same time the next month? It could be 29 days, it could be 30 days. How is a woman's body connected to the lunar calendar? Is that the shach it is? That's the godless of Torah. The godless of Torah, that's Vesta Chodesh, that it could be connected to the calendar. Oh, so much here. Okay. Weiter. Taner Rabbanan. I have to start with tomorrow. I'm going to do a few more lines of Gemara now. I'm going to start with tomorrow, the Shach in Yeredeya, about learning in Tkufas Teves, because it just started. Okay, remind me to start with that. Taner Rabbanan, Shiva Kabbalist called Olam Kulo. 7 people literally folded the world under them. It means spans the entire world. You have 7 people, span the entire world. Musushalach Ra Adam. Musushalach was alive in the time of Adam. Shem Ra Musushalach. Yaakov Ra as Shem. Amram Ra as Yaakov. That's based on Svara, the Rashbam says. Achi Hashiloni Ra as Amram. Elio Ra as Achia Hashiloni. V'yadayin Kayim. And Elio is still living. Right? So 7 people span the entire world. Achi Hashiloni Ra as Amram. Did Achi see Amram? Haksiv Lo Nosamayim Ish. Ki'im Kali Ben Yefuna. V'yeshua Ben Nun. The only 2 people left. How could he have seen Amram and Achia was only born later? So Amrav Huna, Lo Nigzar Gzeira Al Shifto Shalevi. Oh, Sheva Levi, they weren't included in the Egel. So they went into Eretz Yisrael. Dechsev, Ki Babidar Azeh, Yiplu Pek Rechem, V'chol Pukudichem, L'chobes Parchem, Mi Ben Esrim Shadav Amala. 20 and up. And we darshan, Mi Shepukutav, Mi Ben Esrim. Who was included in Gzeira? Only those who accounted from age 20. Yotza Shifto Shalevi, Shepukutav, Mi Ben Shloshim. Excluding Levi, who was counted from 30. What do you mean, Ben Shloshim? The Rashbam was 2 days. 30 years or 30 days? He was counted 30 days. I have to sneeze. It's going to come. I'm trying to get it out. Or he says, maybe it's Ben Shloshim of the Avoda, 30 years of the Avoda, or 30 days of when they were counted in Parshas Bamidbar. Okay? Either way, that is 2 days, what 30 means in the Gemara. Okay, well, let's stop here, because there's a thought from Rav Moshe I want to say on this line. Rav Moshe, we'll start with the Shach, with the Rav Moshe, and then we will continue. How was Eretz Yisrael split up? That's tomorrow. That was a split up by Shvatim, was a split up by by Lakarkiv Gavri or by people, and then we continue. Next couple of days, we got some Agadata coming up. That's Agadata coming up. We caught up with the Simanim. Rachel giving the Simanim to Leah. That's Kufchav Gimel coming up. Okay, we'll stop here.